With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Law enforcement officers are scouring a mountainous area of western Montana for a military veteran who authorities say opened fire at a bar, killing four people. Officials say 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown fled the bar after the Friday shooting in the small town of Anaconda. Authorities urging residents to be on high alert because they consider Brown armed and dangerous. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the Senate. President Trump has said public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. The U.S. unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% last month. George Williams has more on the story.
The Labor Department reports an increase of 0.1% from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 73,000 jobs, but also revised downward the previous 2 months of payroll statistics by 258,000, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
Alarming new study. It finds America's rural high school students are less likely to go to college than their urban peers. Students in the most sparsely populated regions often face obstacles to attending college, including having to travel far to get to a campus, a lack of public transportation, and inconsistent broadband access that limits access to online courses and financial aid. It's a federal probe some Democrats may not want to see. Authorities have opened the investigation into Jack Smith, the former special counsel who investigated the then-candidate Donald Trump years ago. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes. More on this story from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A number of surveys indicate the percentage of Americans belonging to a religious congregation is declining. However, the percentage of Americans who are intensely religious has remained unchanged over the past several decades. Some 29% of Americans report praying several times a week. The Trump administration has vowed to encourage faith and make it easier for Christians to practice their religion. This is SRN News. Smoke from a Canadian wildfires hovering over several Midwestern states today, bringing warnings of unhealthy air quality alerts in effect for Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois. Salem News Channel meteorologist Stephen Parr says the quick response by coastal officials this week following the Russian earthquake reflects the lessons learned from the tragic Indonesian tsunami that caught people off guard back in 2004.
Since then, coastal areas, island areas all around the world have been doing a much better job of putting in warning systems, of taking tsunamis seriously, and trying to get advance warning to their citizens when there is the risk of a tsunami happening.
Heavy rains in part of the eastern U.S., a 13-year-old boy in Maryland died after getting trapped in a storm drain during heavy rainfall and flooding. Officials say kids were playing in the rain when floodwaters rushed into the area. The boy was swept away into the pipe. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.